One. Well, my next guest moved from New York to Beijing in 1980 to work as a foreign expert at Radio Beijing, China's, well, equivalent to Voice of America. She was invited for her expertise as a producer for radio and TV, then treated as a Western spy. She writes about it in her latest work, Forbidden Fruit, 1980 Beijing, a memoir. I'm honored to speak with you, Gail Pellett. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning.
All right. Take me back to 1980.
Well, it's hard now to remember what China might have been like in 1980, but it was desperately poor. Resources were rationed, like housing, foodstuffs, cotton for clothing, access to higher education. Economic development had been stalled by a variety of political movements, including the Cultural Revolution, which had just concluded before I arrived. Deng Xiaoping was rising to power with a vision of economic reform and development. But it's also important to remember that China had been closed for almost three decades. Very few Western reporters or scholars or travelers had entered China in that time. So I'm arriving in a China that's like a closed book. The American consulate had just opened a couple of years before I arrived. A sprinkling of American reporters and other Western reporters were just beginning to report on China. So it was for the first time since 1949 when the communists took over. So that's the brief context. But I think the important part of the story also is who I was when I arrived in Beijing in 1980. I was 37 years old. I had worked in commercial and public and community radio for about 10 years, producing quite sophisticated documentaries and radio plays.
Sure.
I was also a veteran activist of the 60s and early 70s, so I was a feminist. And I had long red hair, which made me, you know, a real object of entertainment, I suppose, in Beijing. I was also curious and fearless. But here, you already mentioned the big contradiction, which was that despite my professional expertise and my Canadian-American perspective, I grew up in Canada, I was treated as a Western spy. Foreign journalists were thought to be spies and have continued to be thought as spies in, by the Chinese government. And that meant that colleagues, my Chinese colleagues and friends and most painfully lovers were warned away. And that's the crux of my emotional dilemma in China. I also discovered that everything about who I was difficult for the Chinese to appreciate. I had a flamboyant personality. I wore wildly colored clothing, my unruly long curly red hair, my independent sense of self. I was also a hard-drinking bicyclist and took a whole suitcase filled with jazz and blues, which were condemned music at that time. And my hormones were blazing. So I was what we might call a Western so-called liberated woman, a passionate woman in China, a place where restraint is respected.
Oh, boy.
So there is the kind of the crux of my story, my soul, my spirit, my philosophy, my values, everything was challenged. So sometimes I like to think of it as an emotional arc or an enlightenment arc story, where I travel from ignorance and naivete through pain and despair to joy and back again to some sort of enlightenment, because all of my values were challenged there.
With just a couple minutes left, what's a theme you would like us to take home? Obviously, lots in between the chapters, Gail, but what do you want us to take from Forbidden Fruit?
Well, I think it's for anybody who travels to somewhere else, and in those days, China felt like the backside of the moon. But for anybody who travels to another culture and has a deep experience, it is transforming. And everything that you are can be called into question. And we are changed by that experience. And I think there is no greater experience then to do something like that. I think travel has changed so much since then because young people have more opportunities to bounce around the world. But in those days, China had been closed, and we knew nothing about it. So it was an enlightenment journey.
So hence, discover our passions and go be enlightened. Gail Pellett, need more time, but we're out. Forbidden Fruit, 1980 Beijing, a memoir. How do we find out more about you?
How do you find out more about me? Well, you can go to my author's website, which is www.gailpellett, which is spelt with two L's and two T's, .com. Or else you can go to my archival website, which is gailpellettproductions.com, which has 40 years of my work in radio and television.
Good.
Print and web.
Nice. Congratulations as you continue your pursuits and paying your life forward with us. Forbidden Fruit, 1980 Beijing, a memoir. Gail Pellett, thank you.
Thank you, Shelley.